The village of Glendale, situated about 15 miles north of downtown Cincinnati, is unique. The village of about 1,200 residents is a registered National Historic Landmark, and its tree-lined streets, 19th-century architecture, public green spaces, and quaint village square contribute to its appeal. And every 2 years, the village opens its doors to visitors for the Holiday Home Tour. So here in the studio to talk about this Saturday's Holiday Home Tour is Tara Maddock. Hi, Tara.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. She's with the Harry Whiting Brown Community Center in Glendale. They stage the event as a fundraiser every other year. So you have got 6 private homes and 2 public spaces.
That's right. And what's great is even those 2 public spaces are older buildings in Glendale. One is a former home, and that is the HWB, Harry Whiting Brown's library. And so that is a place to start the tour. And the second place is the Glendale Lyceum, which dates back to the 1890s.
I think what people really love are the private homes. What's exciting is getting inside someone else's house. And I think the added plus for this tour is that it's during the holiday season, so everybody's decorated.
This is the charm. The houses are all unique and different, and you get to see how they're decorated for the holidays, but also the unique architectural features that are in each of the homes. And one of the unique things about Glendale is all the homes are very different from each other. So we have one that's a true bungalow style that's on the tour. We have several that are in the Victorian style. And even one that's recent construction, 2007, but is made to fit with the Victorian charm of the village.
Tell me a little bit of the logistics of the event.
So you can find out a lot about the tour and where to start out on our website. And when you visit there, you can see the starting locations are the Glendale Lyceum, and that's right on Congress Avenue. And there's parking, and we're also running a shuttle service through the village that will stop at each of the locations. The second starting location is the Harry Whiting Brown Community Library. And the same thing, there's parking, there's restrooms. You can start the tour at that location as well.
So what is included in the ticket?
The ticket for the event includes entry to each of the 8 locations. We also have refreshments at the Harry Whiting Brown Library.
Now, the house that the library is situated in, tell us a little bit about that building. I think it's sort of iconic if you're traveling along Sharon Road.
Right. And you see it to the left. It, and there's a big lawn in front of it and a pull-through driveway with a fountain. And it's in the Italianate style. It has vertical proportions, tall windows, and it was belonged to F.M. Douglas, who was an early figure in Glendale, and he donated it to the village as a memorial to Harry Whiting Brown.
Tell us a little bit about Harry. Do you know anything?
Yeah, he was a prominent citizen in Glendale. He was the founder of the local Boy Scout troop. And as you know, many of the Glendale families, they have children engaged in the Boy Scouts that are very active on the property. And so when Mr. Douglas passed away in 1929, he donated the house to be used as a community center for the village of Glendale.
So this event is a fundraiser for Harry Whiting Brown Community Center.
Absolutely, and it's a very important fundraiser. So the community center offers a variety of activities throughout the year, and this fundraiser raises 2 years of operating budget. And so we offer summer concerts on the lawn. We have, of course, the Boy Scout program. We have dance classes, karate classes, fencing classes. There's just a wide variety of things that are open to the Glendale residents, but also from people around the community as well. And then, of course, the library is one of the most important cornerstones of the community. And it's a place where they do story time for children on Saturday mornings and have refreshments or cookies and interactive storytelling for them. And it's just a way that young families can get to start to know each other in the community.
I'm very curious to hear some descriptions of some of the other houses that are on the stop.
Sure. There is a stunning Victorian house. It's called the McLaren House, a very impressive red brick structure. And we're delighted to have this house on the tour. There's intricate moldings and carvings in the staircase, plaster ceilings, mahogany staircase, and 10 fireplaces in the home. So it'll be just a real focal point to see. The Oak Avenue House is very interesting. This was built circa 1920. The homeowners actually thought, up until a couple months ago, that it was built in 1912. But through a deed search, they found out that it was built in 1920. It's only had 8 subsequent owners since it was built. And the interior of this house is charming, and it's been remodeled. And actually, the kitchen in this house was remodeled with the help of Neil's design and remodel, and they've won an award for their work in the Oak Avenue house. So we're excited to showcase that this year.
Well, it sounds like there's opportunities that if you're doing any sort of redecorating or restoring, that you may be able to get some ideas by walking through these homes.
Absolutely, and a variety of things. One of the homes on the tour was actually just went through a major structural renovation. So in August of 2013, there was a sudden, very bad thunderstorm, and a large oak tree on the corner of the property fell right into the middle of the house. So if you find the Glendale Holiday Home Tour website and Facebook page, you can see a picture of that tree in the middle of the house, which was, you could see right into the second floor of that. And so that family has decided to save the house and totally rebuilt the structure. And to the detail of, they replaced many of the original items, repaired, replaced exactly as it was before it was hit by the tree.
So transportation will be provided. You could walk some of the tour?
Absolutely. So when you go to the 2 starting locations, you'll be given the guidebook with the exact location and addresses. So you're welcome to walk and tour the homes yourself, or you can take advantage of 2 shuttle vans that will be running continuously through all of the stops.
What are the hours of the tour?
The tour hours are 12 to 5 on Saturday, December 6th.
So some of the history of these houses then will be made available, because I think the stories behind the houses really enrich the experience.
Absolutely. And to kind of get a sense of how many owners, and usually it's a very low number that they've had over the history since the house has been built.
I saw that the Glendale Heritage Preservation, which is the museum for Glendale, housed in the old train depot, is open for part of that day.
It is. I believe they're open from 11 to 3 on the day of the tour. So that is something that people coming to the home tour could take a stop there and take advantage of seeing the historical displays and information they have there.
Will also some of the businesses be open that day?
Absolutely. So there's businesses in the Glendale Square, and the shuttle will also stop there so people can take a break. So there's Bluebird Bakery, Piccolo Wine Store, will all be open on the day of the tour. And then not far, just up on Congress, Meritage is opening for lunch. So that's a big draw for anyone looking for lunch that day.
Thank you, Tara Maddock, for coming back to Around Cincinnati to talk about this year's Glendale Holiday Home Tour.
Thank you.
Wish you a lot of luck. I've been speaking with Tara Maddock, and she's vice president of the Harry Whiting Brown Community Center. They are the presenters of the biennial 2014 Glendale Holiday Home Tour. For more information about how to get tickets, the different descriptions of the stops on the tour, and everything you need to know for this Saturday's Glendale Holiday Home Tour, just visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.